So on this day, we celebrate with great joy the feast of the ascension of the Lord into heaven. In many parts of the world, this feast was celebrated last Thursday, being Ascension Thursday. But here in the United States, it is a movable feast. And that is why we are celebrating it today, being the seventh Sunday of Easter. So what is important for us is not the day the Ascension is being celebrated. What is important for us is the mystery, the significance of this mystery that we are celebrating. Because the ascension of Christ into heaven is a mystery. What is a mystery? If I ask you, what is a mystery? What do you think is a mystery? You know, mystery is truth revealed by God that is beyond human understanding. Just bear that in mind. So there is nothing I can say in this Mass that can actually make the Ascension no longer a mystery. We recite the Holy Rosary every time. The Ascension of Christ into heaven is the fourth glorious mystery. And so what we need to ask ourselves today is what is ascension of Christ into heaven. Because what we read in the scripture readings of today's Mass describes in simple language how the ascension of Christ happened. We are told in the Acts of the Apostles and in the Gospel we have read today how Jesus was in the company of the disciples and off he goes into the clouds and the skies, and he disappeared from them. So if I ask you, does ascension mean that Christ, you know, took some kind of space travel? Here goes Jesus, boom, and we say goodbye, see you again when you come back. In your own mind, what do you think happened, you know, when we read today that he was just elevated in front of the disciples and they were looking like this, and then they never saw him any longer? You know, for us to understand the meaning of ascension, we may need to reflect on the creed that we recite at Mass, because after I have finished this reflection, all of us will stand up and then we begin the creed, the I believe in one God. So when we recite the creed, we say, for us men and for our salvation, he did what? For us men and for our salvation, he did what? He came down from heaven. So when we say that he came down from heaven, was there a time that Jesus was not in heaven? If he said he came down from heaven, did he actually leave heaven? What are your thoughts? When we say he came down from heaven, did he actually leave heaven? Yes or no? And then further in the creed, again, we recite, you know, that when he came down from heaven, we said on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And then he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father. So we said he came down from heaven, and then after the crucifixion and death and resurrection, he ascended into heaven. And then the question again is, when Jesus ascended into heaven, did he actually leave the earth? What are your thoughts? Because we may be imagining this in a very human way, you know, in which we say he came down from heaven and we think he's no longer in heaven, or we say he ascended into heaven and we think he's no longer on earth. That is something I wanted us to clear about. So when we say that Jesus ascended into heaven or that he came down from heaven, we are not talking about bodily movement. We are not talking about being constrained in space and time. So what the ascension reminds us is that Jesus, who has been God, who dwells both in heaven and earth, because we know that he told Nathanael, who came to him at night in the Gospel of St. John, he told him, no one has ever gone to the heavens except the Son of Man. So it is obvious that while Jesus was still here in his physical nature here on earth, he never left heaven. So what happened today in ascension is Christ trying to introduce the disciples to what we call another dimension of life, which is the heavenly life. The life that God lives. The life that he has been living with the Trinity. And so the ascension of Jesus is a way that we are being introduced to this heavenly life, which is a life that is different from what we know as humans, as life. It's a different dimension, what we call a heavenly dimension, in which they are no longer constrained by the limitation of space and time. That was exactly what happened at ascension. So when we say that Jesus ascended into heaven, it means that Jesus marked the transition and letting the disciples know that this is where I am right now, back to where I have been from the beginning of the world. And so the question we need to ask ourselves is this. You know, what does the ascension of Christ do for us? You know, if we ask ourselves, why did Christ ascend to the Father? If you ask me, I will say it is for our own good. Because the ascension of Jesus made it very possible for you and me to be able to communicate with him in a mystical way. So can you imagine if Christ is still physically present in our world? There will be this confusion of knowing where he is located. If me and you would want to communicate with Jesus, it means we have to buy a ticket. It means we have to fly an airplane. And perhaps he might be living in Jerusalem. And all of us, we never have that opportunity to go and see him, because many of us may not afford the ticket. But his ascension into heaven made something special to happen to you and me. Because he was telling the disciples, wait, you will receive the Spirit. And the Spirit you will receive is the Spirit of Jesus. In other words, by ascending to the Father, he was able to give us his Spirit. And by giving us his Spirit, we don't need to travel anymore to find Jesus. We are capable of communicating with him here in this church. We are capable of communicating with him even in the privacy of our bedroom, because he has given us the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father, that makes it possible for you and me to communicate with Jesus. And that is what ascension does for us. Ascension makes it very easy for us to relate with Jesus in a spiritual dimension that may not have been possible if he have left it on the physical dimension. So as Christ ascended into heaven, the truth is this, that he reigns supreme with his Father. And having given us his Spirit, he has also commanded us to continue with the work that he has started with the disciples. And that is what we saw in the Acts of the Apostles. As he ascended, the disciples went into the temple to pray and then began to do what we call missionary work. They began to act in the name of Jesus. They began to do things in the name of Jesus. They continued Christ's mission on earth. And that is also the expectation for all believers. And the final thing I want us to, know before we go is this. That it is also our belief that where Jesus is, the body will also be. Because Jesus is the head of the body. And we, the church, are members of Christ's body. So the ascension has made it possible for you and me to know that life has a purpose. Life does not end here. All of us who are baptized have this hope that where Christ is, we too will be. And that is what happens on the day we come to the end of our earthly lives. We too will experience the life of God through this transfiguration that will happen to you and me on the day of resurrection. So ascension also strengthens that faith and belief in the resurrection of the body. And that is something very special for us, especially when we know that we are not going to end up here, that life is teleological. We are heading somewhere that God has prepared for us. And that enables you and me to prepare for the day when we shall share the glory of Jesus, where we shall behold God face to face in the life of the resurrection. And that is something we have to pray for, asking the Lord to give us the grace so that we may continue to understand this mystery and then live in a way that we shall also be transfigured with Jesus at the end of time. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.